Dark Wraith Publishing presents the Illinois State Collegiate Compendium, academic classroom lectures in business and economics recorded for podcast. This is Business Finance, FIL 240, Section 4 for Spring Semester 2010. Lecture 23, delivered on April 29, 2010. The title of this lecture is Review for Final Exam.
Today, review for final exam. The structure of the final exam is identical to the structure of the two midterm exams. You will have four parts. The first part will be multiple choice. The second part will be matching. The third part will be workout problems. And the fourth part will be short essays. Now let me go back through. Multiple choice. There will be 25 multiple choice questions. The multiple choice questions will be a variety pack. Some of them will be copied and pasted from one of the two exams. If it was a core objective of the course, especially one where, shall we say, you weren't stellar in your performance, I will ask it again. If it's a core question about the course, like about risk and return, those kinds of things, you better believe I'll ask it again in those multiple choice. So you'll see some questions that are the same. Not a lot, obviously, but some of the questions are the same question. Maybe the answers are scrambled. Other questions would be similar to questions that I asked on one of the exams. And there will be a few that are on the same material, but new questions. Particularly, I would pay attention to the concept of risk. Know what risk is. Know the kinds of risk. Know how we measure risk. Notice we had a couple of different ways to measure risk in this course. We did it by betas, by coefficients of variation. We did it by leverage, operating financial leverage calculations. We did we did more than one way to consider risk in this course. I will ask about the macroeconomic policy implications on business. I covered the Federal Reserve and what it does to affect interest rates. That matters deeply to every business out there. Whether it has debt or equity or whatever, interest rate environment matters a lot. And the interest rate environment in the short run is driven by monetary policy. So I will ask about the Federal Reserve, the tools of monetary policy, anticipating that you will understand why we care about that. I will ask about the behavior of bond prices. How was a bond price affected by the discount rate? How is a bond price affected by the time to maturity? All those kinds of things. Make sure you understand the different parameters on a bond and what each of them does to the bond. What does callability and convertibility do to a bond price? What do I mean by equity? What do I mean by debt? Who has prior? Who has residual claim? What does it mean to be the issuer? What does it mean to be the buyer in debt instruments? What's a note, a bill, a bond? How do we distinguish it? Why do we use that nomenclature? Know the different kinds of the stages of incorporation. What happens first? How does the company become public? Does a company going public make it a corporation? And the answer to that is, oh, hell no. It's a corporation by other means. Where is incorporation established? Is that a federal act, a state act, a municipal act? Know how to price a treasury bill, a discount bill. Know some of my terminology. Not everything in this course was what you got out of the book. When I say something like a burn test, what's the burn? You never saw that in a book. That's our street terminology. I'm teaching mostly formal, but I'm also teaching some of the street words. And know what ratios mean and what a ratio could be versus what it could not be. And know about cost. I've used the word cost in so many different ways, fixed versus variable cost. I've talked about all kinds of different costs, but going back to the core, what do I mean by sunk cost? What's a sunk cost fallacy? What's the most important, the largest cost that in finance that is oftentimes not even in the calculations that are done for accepting and rejecting projects for capital budgeting, and yet it is the most important, and it is the one, if you don't put it in there, it is probably going to guarantee that you accept projects that will kick your ass. Make sure you know what I'm talking about when I talk about that cost. What is that cost? And for God's sake, don't blurt it out. 25 multiple choice questions. Part two, the matching. 10 matching this time. 10. Count them. 10. All over the board. Premium, par, discount, WAC, MCC, IOS, WTF. Now let's get to part three here. The workout problems, every last one of them has been on an exam. Not the same numbers, I'm not stupid, but pretty much there will not be a workout problem that was not not one that you saw on an exam. I will ask you marginal cost of capital. I will ask you to do ratios. I will ask you to do coefficients of variations. I will ask you to do the present value of an annuity. I will ask you to do the calculation of a payment for on a mortgage or on a debt. I will ask all of those. Yeah. Volatility, you better believe it. There will be two narratives Sunday night. Two narratives. You don't have to look at them if you don't want to. God knows. Some people are real risk takers. I would if I were you. Oh, God, it'll probably be around 6, 7 o'clock. It depends on when I finish eating my pork chops. I'm having pork chops on Sunday.
That's an important part of the test, too.
Yes, it is. Because if I don't have my pork chops, I'm going to make that damn test a lot harder. So you leave me alone. Don't start hitting my damn email at 6:01 p.m. Where are they? Get off me. Don't call that, noob. If you need my number, I'll give you my cell phone number. And if you sell it, I will kill you. Yeah, because they put someone else in the office. Okay. Ergo, I'm down in the COB. Yeah.
Will the narratives
be the same? Very similar. I mean, the same kinds of problems, the same setup. You should not go home empty-handed, for God's sake. This is not rocket science. Yeah.
The narratives are from previous exams.
Well, the narratives are not previous exams, but they are the same subjects. You will get a financial statements and some information below that for one of the narratives. You will get the story of the component cost of capital and all of that for the second narrative. Same types of questions, as you saw, one on from exam one, one from exam two. Okay? The same types of questions. Yeah. the bottom line is that at this point in the course, what I want you to do is show me that you have met the objectives, which I tested first on exam one and exam two. This is where you show me that you have actually accomplished the objectives that I have for you in this course. Now, let me move on here. Next thing here that I want to cover with you real quick. The essays. You will have six essays, short essays. You are to answer five of them. You mark the five you want answered. If you answer all six, I will grade the first five I come to. I won't give you your highest five of the six. I can't do that. With 100 exams, no. And besides which, I want you to follow instructions. I want one complete sentence. You did that a lot better on the second test than you did on the first test. Watch your damn spelling. You would not believe, by the way, how many executives of companies talk to me about the people who don't spell well and how they're just not going to do very well in that company. People actually don't get jobs because they misspell things in their emails and their communications. Don't think that your spelling doesn't matter. The bosses are good. They are the top of the cream of the crop, so don't disappoint them and don't disappoint me. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit about the essays. There will be a few that will be kind of like little nitpicking subjects, but they will be broad themes for the most part, where you are showing a larger understanding. When I asked about fiduciary duty on that last exam, that means that that was something that matters beyond just one stupid problem in an introductory finance course. It matters to you as business people and as educated thinking citizens who aren't knee-jerk idiots. So you can imagine that I would probably revisit the subject of duty because it matters largely. I would revisit subjects like risk, subjects like the Federal Reserve and what it can do, how powerful its influence is, and yet you people are probably maybe less than 0.5% of the entire population of this country understanding this unelected body that has such great power over us as citizens and households and as firms and decision makers in companies. So I want you to know about that. I would expect that there would be something I could ask about the Federal Reserve's methods of controlling interest rates. I would also imagine that in that last section of the exam, that I will revisit topics, obviously, from previous exams, because it mattered there, it will matter again. I would expect you to know some of the large themes about cost of capital. And when I say that, keep in mind that this is not where you are doing formulas. This is not technical. This is the deep knowledge, which is what we in finance specialize in far more than any other subject in business. We focus on deep knowledge, the understanding of what goes. I show you the formulas, but then I want you to know what's going on behind the formulas with cost of capital. At the end of the day, why is it the marginal cost of capital that matters? Why do I keep saying marginal, marginal, marginal? Why don't I just say cost of capital or the average cost of capital? Why do I keep harping on this idea of marginals in this class? And I do recognize that there is some deficiency because you didn't have me as your economics teacher. You didn't have the best. So you didn't have that early haranguing about the power of marginal analysis. One way or the other, I'll ask you to show me your understanding that goes beyond just formulas. I mean, we can get, to be honest with you, eventually you can get a calculator or a computer to do most of the formula stuff in this class. What matters most to me is that you can
do that stuff so that you can fight a computer any day for your job, but also that you can do what a computer can't do and answer a meaningful question about what goes beyond just the formula. You notice your calculators can do the bond pricing faster than any human could, but the calculator stops there, and it doesn't explain why it did what it did and what it means. And that's what I'll be doing in that essay part of the test. Short essays, and that does mean short, for God's sake. Say what you have to say and be done with it. Okay? Now it's your turn. I've told you a lot of what I expect of you on this exam. I expect you to do nothing but study for this exam all weekend. That means no food, no sex, no toilet breaks. Okay, toilet breaks, fine. What do you want to ask me? Yeah.
Are there going to be any more problems other than scenarios?
Say that again. Oh, yeah, there's a whole buttload of problems. It's just you get two narratives for the two problems that take so long to work out. Yeah, like I said, you'll have, I've given you on the exams, how calculate a mortgage payment or calculate a loan payment. Calculate a bond price. Calculate a present value of an annuity. Calculate the future value of an annuity. Calculate a stock price. I've asked all of those. I will ask them again. Pretty much any major problem from the exams is fair game to be here, but it won't be anything wildly different. Different numbers, maybe a different way of describing it, but if you think, whoa, I've never seen this before, you're not reading the problem right, because you have seen all of these problems before. Yeah, go ahead. Say that again. I really would love to, but I don't want to flunk all of you because so many of you are such slobs when you graph. No, there won't be a graph. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you should know how to do annuities. And perpetuity is a stock price is a perpetuity. So if you're going to price a stock, you have to know how to do a perpetuity. Did he say we wouldn't? Hit him if he did. Okay. Yeah, you had a question. Oh, there was someone else? Oh, okay. You asked. Okay. What else?
When we did the MPB problem on the previous problem, we only had the accept and reject.
No, I won't be that stupid again. I'll ask you for the numbers. Yeah, that was a deficiency. I said, should this project be accepted or rejected? I will ask you for the net present value this time. Thank you for reminding me of that. That was a brain fart. I won't make that mistake again. Yeah. No, no, no. Yeah, here's the thing is, I mean, you know, really, like I said, I could ask something like about that in the multiple choice, but I didn't. And for one thing, to be honest with you, I've been out of the business long enough that I can't get tell the difference between a Fitch and a Standard & Poor's sometimes myself. Although I will say that if you see FFFF, that's what we call not investment grade, but in any measuring system. Other questions? Four by six. Four by, yes, one. By this time, you should have it all down so that you can get it in there. Yeah. Quite possibly. Oh, yeah. Office Depot boy. See, it scares the hell out of me. I'm arguing with the cashier, bitching at the cashier, and this guy comes up. I thought it was the manager going to kick me out or something. It was just him. Quite possibly. Now, I want to point out, in a sense, you should have known this. This should be something that would have been tested in business law. However, it does intersect this course deeply in agency, so I could touch upon it. It would be in a multiple choice kind of environment. So I'm not saying it is there, and I'm not saying it isn't. I'm not saying. Yeah. There was a question. Someone had a question? I thought I saw. Yeah. I will. You can come up and I'll bring it out here before we close off this. So is that it? Yeah. Even, very even, very even. There were some material that sort of began to come together in this course too. Obviously, the present value concept happened in the first part of the course, but it was operationalized in a lot of different ways in the second part. So it might look like, well, I see more second round material, but the second round material is carrying the core knowledge, like present values, from the first part of the course. But be careful on that first part of the course, because that's material you haven't seen for a while, like that Federal Reserve stuff and financial intermediation. You haven't seen that for a while, so make sure you know what that is, because you might have already flushed that out of your brain. And I've seen that happen on this test. Yeah. Huh? You most certainly did on the first exam. I promise you, you did. And so, yes, you will again. And a payment. Yeah. Yes. What else? It's just that time value of money. All you do is the one that you don't put in is, remember that there will be 12 periods per year. So you divide everything by 12. And then you just get your payment. Yeah, just say alpha solve payment. That you will have in your notes, and you will also have it in the podcast, and you will also have it in the textbook. All three places give that. Although I have to say the textbook does not use the TI-83 calculator. I'm almost thinking about, in classes after this, I'm going to create a little manual of how to use the TI-83 calculator for this class. But you've all seen it, yeah. No. Well, it doesn't matter. That's within the realm of the Federal Reserve. He asked about there were some details about monetary policy, like the required reserve ratio monetary policy, fiscal multiplier. I would not ask you about a fiscal multiplier, but I could ask you about the tools of monetary policy. There are three of them. Remember how I went over what the Fed does? It can change the required reserve ratio to increase the multiplier effect of the money multiplier. It can use a discount rate as a signal. It has the federal funds rate, but it's a target. It can target it, but it cannot change it. And it executes open market operations. I would expect you to know the three tools, know how the three tools would be used. And if I would be so bold, I would say that it would be really important for you to understand how open market operations work and how they change interest rates with them, how the Fed changes interest rates with OMOs. Yeah. Accounting? No. You should know what net income is. And, you know, those are basics. But the day I'm doing debits and credits is the day that I will shoot myself. So that one exercise, you know, you did on that one exam where you filled in the different blanks like a puzzle, it's not going to be there. I mean, life is too short. Yes. 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 That's the CV analysis, which will be the subject of one of the narratives, as it was on the first exam. Yeah. You should know those. I've asked directly about agency costs before, so that would definitely be fair game. Agency costs. Yes. Yeah, as a matter of fact, recall on the first exam I asked about financial intermediation directly, so that would be fair game. It might be there, it might not, but it's something that you would definitely, because that's something that I have directly asked about, that would be something that would be high on the priority. Now, there are things that I did not directly talk about, but they're in the sphere of knowledge you should have. But if you're talking about things that would be priority, you would look at the things that I have directly asked about. I did ask an essay question about financial intermediation, so that would be a high priority. Know what it is. Know what kind of answer makes me happy. Because remember, it's all about me. Why? Because I'm grading the damn test. So, and this will be something that's unfortunate. Thinking out of the box, you do that when you're given permission to. Okay? What else? Last thing. I hope you all do well on this. Most people begin to stand tall. Stay frosty. Stay good all weekend long. Remember what I said, no food, no sex, no toilet breaks until after the exam. Then you can bomb all your other exams. And I hope to see you again in a class here. And if I don't see you in a class here, then I hope to see you someday being a hell of a lot more successful than you think you could be. That's all I have for you today and for this semester. I thank you.